Para batalhar as Nações Unidas.
Oh, wow. We are.
We couldn't continue it.
All right, all right, all right.
He's here, so you can't completely cancel.
There we go. Now I can hear you.
How'd you completely cancel?
Do I know? No.
Did you completely cancel the first podcast?
I don't know what happened.
We should anyways, because there was a lot of stuff said that we're going to regret.
Not regret. We're just being nice, but now we have to repeat ourselves.
Now we just have to be nicer.
How do you be nicer?
Well, you censor yourself because it's 2019, and you say anything bad, you get...
Don't finish that sentence.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say what you could say. I'm not going to give an example.
Yeah.
Take number 53. We're back, boys. It's your podcast, your mom. My name is Miguel.
My name is Diana, owner of this podcast. Diego, where you at?
I'm in the back being mischievous.
Where should you belong?
Should help.
All right. Well, we're back here again. Just want to let y'all know this is our fifth time trying to record.
Fifth time, yeah.
What?
What?
I was saying second because officially we've only recorded twice.
Okay, but it's a struggle because Diana deleted the first 15 minutes we had.
Okay.
We're not going to judge it.
How about that? Put your phone down. Don't text anybody until we're done.
I'm not texting nobody. Who do I have to text? I have no friends.
You have more friends. Well, technically, who has the most friends out of all of us? That we actually hang out with on a daily basis.
I have Brian, you, Traylon, Joshua. Oh.
At times. Yeah, I think it's Miguel.
They're not really friends. They're more like distractions.
It's from your crippling loneliness.
Right? No, they're friends. Only three people are good friends.
How many real friends do we have in our life at this point?
I have three. And one's family. And it's my homie Diego.
Yeah.
He ain't even my friend, dog. He's my brother.
Yeah,
technically, yeah, because we spent a lot of time together. In our youth, anyways.
Diana, she brought us here to do this podcast because she thought we were hilarious, so we're going to prove her wrong.
She's not wrong. You know, I'd like to stroke my ego and say that I'm not that funny. I'm all right.
I think if we're all together in one room without recording ourselves, I think we're funny. Just kidding.
Yeah.
We're not funny.
No, here's the thing, right? When you're by yourself and you're recording, it's like you can say whatever you want. So some of the jokes can be really bad.
No.
But when there's like a camera or anything.
Yeah.
What do you mean, no?
Okay. But Diego. Hey, mailman.
Diego, what?
No, I just realized the mailman was here.
Wow.
What are we talking about? What's the topic? What are we talking about? What are we going to talk about?
We're talking about friends and how we have real friends and then we have distractions.
Respectable.
Real friends and high school friends.
Does anyone just have high school friends?
Oh, hell though.
I do, actually.
I actually do.
I hated all my high school friends.
Oh,
but I don't really.
I would say I left them, but in reality, they left.
They left you.
Screw you, man. It's okay.
You don't know my life story.
Although I do have a high school friend. I have.
Traylon.
Yeah.
I have Israel.
I have two.
Yeah. And Moreno.
Okay, but I didn't know Moreno in high school.
Oh, yeah, true.
By the way, Brian Moreno, he is one of our friends, just if you hear us say Moreno. But, yeah, he's just a big guy. He's our friend. He's cool.
Yeah, he's cool. Maybe one day he'll be on the podcast. Maybe.
I doubt it. He'll probably eat the mic, but we can talk about it.
Come on, you can't. You can't roast a dude if he can't defend himself. That's gotta be like a universal rule, right? You can't roast somebody or talk shit about someone if they aren't in the room to like talk back or say something to you.
And I get a text saying, "What'd you say?"
He's listening to that.
Oh, like supposedly when you talk about somebody, and they sneeze or whatever.
Yeah, they
sneeze. They're thinking about you.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I sneeze all day, man. I wonder what that means.
I sneeze once a day, so.
Oh,
my. Damn, somebody misses you.
Damn. That's probably my mom.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dad, mom, you know?
Yeah.
Record these podcasts. That's a good question, you know?
This will be the first one. If we get listen, you know, if people listen to us and everything goes well, we'll do a Twitter. We'll start doing certain things. And hopefully, but this is our first podcast. Whoever's listening, I said it in the last recording, but it got deleted. We appreciate it. You know, listen to us. We'll start doing a schedule and we'll figure things out. We have a lot more stories, but for now, we'll stick to normal conversations right now.
Yeah, we'll find topics.
I want y'all to know, I appreciate these guys, but they're a-holes. I just want to point that out.
They I felt already- that in my heart, low-key.
I think everybody's an a-hole at this point. Nobody's perfect.
I cried a single tear for you, bro.
No. All right, let's come up with a topic real quick. Well, what's a good thing to talk about? Something to relate to the youngings, you know, the young people.
Sleep?
What's up with sleep, you know? Like, why do you need hours?
None of us gets sleep at this point. We all have work to do.
Ow.
Out of all of us, me and Diego are the only ones that work.
True. Yeah. But it's tough to do stuff.
Like what? What do you do?
Throughout the day, she has to do stuff, you know?
I gotta do technical stuff. I'm the only one in my house that has to do things that are on a computer because nobody knows how to work one. So,
you're a tech guru.
Yeah.
I'm basically the hacker of this family because I can access Google, you know?
Same.
He accessed Pornhub Premium.
We can't talk about that.
Yeah, we can't talk about that. We have young people on here.
I mean, come on. You got to like accept the fact that even young people have one time looked at, you know, that kind of content.
The pornography, bruh. I hope we don't get any like reported or anything. We're not gonna say anything we're not supposed to, but I'm just saying the work those women put in are just I admire them. All right, yeah, trying to make that money and becoming number one. All right, so it's like,
yeah,
I don't want to relate it to Pokemon, but they have like a ranking system there, so.
As we can tell, I think Miguel is a premium subscriber to that.
Bruh, they had this ad saying Valentine's Day, one only, no credit card, no more information, but get yourself premium for one day. It's a good name.
He took advantage of that.
It'd be going hard on Valentine's, having nobody, not getting anything. It just didn't be like that.
I actually got chocolates, so I'm pretty happy.
I got nothing. I got I got a notification from Snapchat.
Oh, that too. Yeah,
you same. The only one that texted me on Valentine's Day. It'd be like that.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I felt single the whole day. Well, I saw on Instagram every couple post that there was. Very annoying.
Hey, I'm just trying to spoil somebody with love.
You know, I'm over here. I'm a chubby dude who's just trying to give all he got, but nobody want to take it, you know?
Today he might have a chance, or he might just get friend zoned.
Yeah.
Bruh, I'm going to be real with you, Chief. I think I got friend zoned.
She called you sis.
Anybody who's also been called sis by a girl, let me know. And if I'm in here, well, damn.
We're on the same page.
Yeah.
Like, everything I do is calculated, but damn, guys. He bad at
got
math.
called sis, so
It's the first time.
Dude, first time.
That I could feel that shit.
No, you know what'd be worse? You know what'd be worse if you were called, oh, he's just like my gay brother, you know? Wouldn't that
Damn.
be worse than sis?
Yes,
Yeah,
definitely.
of course. Of course.
Yeah, like, you know, the dude's like trying so hard to get with the girl, and he's like, I've seen a post that says he's like my gay brother, you know? He ain't even her
Damn.
brother. He's his gay
Damn.
brother, you know?
Yeah,
Chance. We'll see. If you're listening to this by the end of the day, pray for you, dude. If it don't work out,
he's single.
oof.
Hit him up, you know.
No, I'm not gonna
Everyone in this podcast is single, by the way.
Yes.
use this podcast to get people because I'm not like that. I'm old timey. I like to meet you on the street.
Dude,
I'm making eye contact.
do you
That
go
sounds more
outside
like.
on the street? That's the question. Do you get on the street?
He wakes the street.
Find me at 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. at the street corner where the stop sign's at.
Right outside his fucking neighborhood.
Homie. Yo, times are tough, man. Trying to get money out here.
He gets as a neighbor.
It.
Clean yourself
Hey,
up.
Frank's a pretty cool guy. All right.
Damn, damn.
Wow, it's a guy. Wow.
I mean, 20 bucks.
25 bucks for yeah.
Yeah,
Wow.
you
I'll
can't
tickle your
say.
pickle for a nickel.
That hurt him or broke him or I don't know.
I'll be real
Listen.
chief. I can't get over the fact that I was called sis today. That was the first time.
Dude, you've been so hurt by that.
Yeah,
I got a whole different gender, homie.
He's never gonna be the same man again.
if you think we're making just fun of Miguel, he's used to it, so you know.
I'm acquainted with rejection. It's not something I'm not. But it's okay. I'm getting better. I'm getting more confident, you know?
For him.
Can't be like that. All
Yeah, how
right?
much more confidence are you gonna need?
A lot. Like, I need to go, you know, plus ultra, my dude. All right?
Looking shit. I
This
guess.
isn't even my final form. All right? This is why I'm working out.
Someone beat your ass with the ugly stick and then gave you maximum charisma.
That's not fair. We're all family here. Bullshit.
Yeah. Oh, Miguel worked out for the first time this week.
I've been working out for the past 2 days. You know, that is an accomplishment in itself. All right.
Yes.
I'm
And
keep.
I'm
I'm.
proud of him.
He
I'm.
feels
I'm.
dead. He feels dead. He can't even take a shit at this point.
He can't sit down.
It's not the fact that that's the issue. It's just I can't get back up. You know, I can my everything's functional. It's just, you know, you soar. It's hard to get up and down, you know?
Yeah.
Like if I'm on the floor here in a minute and I trip, I'm not getting back up. I'm staying there.
Oh.
Call in the Air Force to get his ass out.
That's what he needs.
Who you mean? I need a crane.
Gonna need a crane.
Oh my.
I'm not that big, but I'm not gonna fat shame everybody. Fat
You gotta
shame.
tranquilize him first.
It's okay. Love
Yeah, they're
yourself,
terrible.
homie. Now, I'm gonna say this again. Love yourself. Accept who you are. You know, Diana with her big ass forehead. You know,
Thanks.
love
Hey,
yourself.
man.
Work
Five
that
heads are
shit.
acceptable. Five heads are acceptable.
Hey.
Damn. I'm
Wow.
not even gonna lie.
Let's.
Sometimes, a girl with a big forehead can be cute. Not gonna lie.
Depends.
You
But not
know?
Anna.
Damn.
Put me off. This is why I
See,
like to
listen.
push.
Listen, your choice in women isn't something we're gonna call spectacular.
Was good.
One's better than the other ones, though.
True.
True,
We
at
improve.
least.
If he
Thank
doesn't get friend
you.
zone.
And if I get friend zoned, you know, move on.
Yeah.
Don't be that one guy that continues texting your ex or some shit or your girl you were fucking with. You? Me?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I hit up my exes sometimes, but for just different reasons.
Let's talk about how Diego rejected a girl yesterday, and I mean, she wasn't even that bad.
Okay.
So you want her?
No. I don't want her. She's cool, but she ain't my type. She's white. Not racist about it, but I like to stick to my race. They know.
That's already bad. You already made it bad.
Yeah, I think you should apologize. You don't know how many people out there are going to get offended by that.
You know what? I'm willing to date someone of another race.
But.
There's no but at the end of that. I'm okay.
There's just that.
Well, it sounded like there was a but after that, but I guess.
No, I'm just joking. Just, you know, I don't know her, you know.
That was a long ass punch, man.
Yeah, but hey, hold up. Why'd you reject her? But let's say her brother wasn't the manager at her job, would you?
No.
Why?
Because no.
Nah, bro, there's a reasoning behind it.
Because I don't like her.
Okay, at least he's honest.
At least he's
not many. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, if I don't like somebody, I don't have, like, I could just say no, you know?
Yeah, but y'all still friends. That's the good thing, right?
Yeah, we're friends, you know?
You can't say yes to everything.
You can't be the kind of person to make stupid choices.
True.
And wait for somebody. You know, you don't do that.
Thank you. What. I feel like that was throwing shade towards me.
No, this is for anybody, all right? You don't pretend. You don't give someone a second chance. Second chances don't come along. All right? Let's just get that clear.
Nonetheless, they're worth it, and that depends on the situation. That depends on the situation.
I think it depends on the person. Person.
See, if you get cheated on, or if somebody has a fucked up past or some shit, or you know that they're a certain way, you don't do a second chance. You like?
Yeah.
I couldn't see myself doing that. Like, because I'm a pretty shitty person. Okay. If someone gave me a second chance, I'd be like, nah, I don't do that.
We're trying to talk, and this is terrible. I can't.
You stand a little distance. Get the mic. Put it down a little bit.
Okay.
Talk now.
Okay. Sounds good. No.
A little further. Like, push it towards you.
Yeah.
Can you talk?
Okay. You hear me?
Can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear.
Talk on full conversation. Just say something.
Okay. Okay. Right. There's nothing to say because of you.
Okay, if she sounds fine to do this, if not, we'll fix the recordings.
Yeah, it's the first one, so we might have technical difficulties on here.
It's
okay.
It's not as bad.
Maybe if we get some money, we can buy real podcast equipment. And
We should get like an office or some shit.
That would be dope.
In this broke town, excuse me.
I never said in this town.
You know what we could do is we're Mexican. We basically can build anything. Let's just build a shed for.
Let's build a shed.
But where are we gonna find like soundproof material and shit?
We gotta order
on the internet. Amazon.
Amazon.
Where we get everything.
Where everything is found.
Literally, we could use a shed.
You think I could find a?
I just realized I have an extra room. Out there in their garage, nobody's using it. We can put soundproof stuff and work in there.
And then,
why didn't you do that? Why did you just think of that now?
Because we don't got the money. This is our first broadcast, and if we're determined to do this and willing to, we can make that into a soundproof room.
Yeah, and if people listen, and we get some attention, then and we get money, then we can turn that.
We're not doing this for the money.
We love y'all. That's what.
But,
listen, I love money. I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Bro, it's hard on these streets, all right?
Let's be straight up. I don't love y'all. I love y'all's money. All right?
At least
I'm honest. I'm not, like, lying to you.
True. We love honest people. I think that's what matters.
Honesty is the best policy, bro.
Yeah. Okay,
I'm gonna say something, but it was like something risky, so I'm not going to.
Is it about me?
No, it's not about you.
Oh, okay. All right, let's talk about how we're gonna conquer the world or some shit.
Oh yeah,
what's your plan? That's totally gonna happen.
Take over Africa. And actually,
what?
What?
Take over Africa and actually help.
Oh, true.
Brothers, Africa.
What'd you say?
No, I'm not getting into the topic about that.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think we're the type of people to say stuff. You know, we're just too young.
We're too young and dumb, and yeah.
Yeah, I'm 19. You know, try to hit me up if you're the same age.
If you're any lower, please don't.
We obey the law here. We're not trying to, like, you know.
That's all funny.
Go to jail like some people. Cough, cough. All right.
I've been to jail once. Leave me alone.
But not for that specific reason.
Yeah. Not that specific. No, no, no. I'll be a registered sex offender, but I'm not. No, 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 no.
We're not like those people from the lake. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, no.
We're
you don't want to hear the police, how I got arrested?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right. I don't condone underage drinking, but in Mexico, I was legal at the time. The age, so you know, a boy made mistakes, a boy was drinking, and it basically started off with one of my uncles being like, "You want some?" And I was like, "Sure, why not? Best life choice I'm gonna make."
One, you only live once,
yeah. One became two, two became three, three became 10. 10 became 20. I threw up. I couldn't handle anymore because I'm lightweight. Next thing I know, I'm behind a truck. Someone's driving. We heading home. We see a cop. Something in my mind was like, well, shit. Fuck the police. And I threw a beer bottle, you know? And, well, it didn't become a high-speed chase. But it took us a minute to stop.
Oh, wow.
Like their drunk tank, I guess. They're where they put drunk people. And luckily, we got out because I missed the police car. Mm-hmm. A lot of drinking and driving. Nobody really cares down there. Nobody cares. Man, police over there are a joke. They're corrupt.
Hey, man, you just insulted an entire government. You better calm down.
Yeah. We don't want them after us.
They're not going to come after us.
It's going to be like Donald Trump talking about. They're bringing over their worst people. We're just like, just because we took a couple jobs, we're all of a sudden the bad people.
You know, I ain't even afraid. There's a wall coming. All right. We're three Hispanic kids. We'll be fine.
Yes.
If we get sent back,
I don't think I can live there. I might die. I'll try to come back. I don't know about that.
No, you could live in like Laredo because those places are still kind of like.
I want to point out to the US. That we're not making fun of anybody who's got like half parents that aren't documented and everything. We come from families like that. Our parents are like that.
You want to look up our parents, please.
We know the struggle, how it is, the fear they go through. And, you know, stuff like that's serious, though. You know, one day you work all your life here just to make it, you know, be taken away all in one stop by police.
Yeah.
All it takes.
But there are also, like, sanctuary cities and shit.
I'm trying to get rid of that.
They're trying to, but sanctuary cities don't fuck with that.
Right. I think they've taken away some of them in Texas.
Probably.
Yeah.
Here's a genius idea. Just put all the Mexicans in Texas.
Yeah.
That'd be so bad.
I know. Good.
Does that mean I have to become a cholo?
I thought you were one when you are in Mexico.
When I was in Mexico?
Yeah.
No, you're not a cholo when you're in Mexico. You're just Mexican.
Wow.
You're a cholo. It's just messed up.
If you're a cholo here, it's like, no, if you're a, what's it called? If you're one of those, like, ranchero mexicanos, you know what I'm saying? Where you really, really wearing boots and shit, but you don't got no farm. You a whole joke, all right?
Bro, bro, but I got chickens in my backyard, homie. Can I not wear that?
No. You don't even wear, like, actual boots. I'm talking, like, the niggas that be, like the people that are going, like, violence and shit. And they got cowboy hats and cowboy boots, but they don't own a farm.
Bro, that's just the style.
No, that's a whole joke.
What the?
Yeah, own the farm. Then get the clothes.
Yes.
I'll just buy a farm so I can wear the clothes.
Do that.
Just to subtly flex on all you Mexicans.
And then you can buy your chickens and your goats and your cows.
Yeah, that shit. Dang, that's my dream. I want chickens and goats.
Why?
You just, you're not want a 1v1 a chicken or a goat, my dude? Just straight up box with one?
Why would you fight with a goat, first off?
The ram, my dude.
I feel like I would be too afraid of, like, their horns going inside my body and, like,
but they're
hitting something. Kill me.
They're
creating something vital.
Too.
No.
Bro, I'm not
Why?
Why?
Because you only live once, right?
And you're going to die.
You're going to die that one day you get that bull. That's
dying.
Okay. We're all going to die, but is that really how you want to go out?
No, not necessarily, but it'll be cool to go, you know, to go out.
It'd be a very painful way also.
Yeah, it'd be very painful, yeah, because you'd probably still be alive to experience all the pain.
Feel all the pain from being run over by a bull.
Yeah.
You know, people underestimate the donkey.
Are you going to own a donkey too?
Yeah, but he'll be like my best friend. I'm basically sure.
You're going to replace Diego?
Damn.
No, I'll have two asses.
Hey man, I'm a nice guy when you get to know me.
He is a nice guy if you get to know him.
Yeah, I am pretty. And I fed you guys today. What are you talking about?
True, he did. We got you water.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, I remember that time, guys.
Sounds like Shrek getting out of bed.
I'm lying down. I'm sore.
Oh.
Spectacular.
Yeah, that sounded like Shrek getting out of bed this morning.
He's gonna have to get one of those things that hang from your wall just to get up from your bed.
We're sure we actually worked out. Or I actually worked
out
the first time. Oh, why is your backpack heavy, dude? I can't even lift anything.
Oh, is it my backpack?
Yeah, no, it's
Oh.
Oh my god.
Just lay on the floor.
Yo.
Just lay on the floor. It's nice and cold.
Yo, y'all remember what I'm doing today? That big task?
Yeah, that big task.
Fortune cookie. Remember when we used to when we went to go eat?
Oh yeah. What did it say?
Real courage is moving forward when the outcome is uncertain.
Yeah, we don't know about the outcome on this.
That's why I said. So I'm gonna go be a man and do what most people don't do.
Confess to your lover.
Tell the girl how you feel. Stop waiting too long.
You do
Finish
advice 101. Be yourself. Be confident.
Be honest.
Love yourself. Alright.
First off, I don't even love myself.
Can I love somebody if I don't even love myself yet?
No, I'm cool with myself. Me and myself have a cool agreement where we don't fuck with each other.
Well, right now my body hates me because I've kind of never I haven't worked out in a long time.
And ever.
And forever. So I'm like right now I think I'm violating some agreements me and my body had. So it's getting payback. It's hurting me.
It's fighting back. It's like, what you doing, homie? This ain't normal.
Yeah, you know, this is not how it's supposed to be yet. You're not supposed to feel this. Stop.
Your muscles are just like, what the fuck is this? What the fuck are you doing to me?
Hold up, chief. What are you doing? Slow down.
Got it, dude.
Trying to get fit, my dude.
Dude, 30 minutes on that fucking elliptical, and he did it all by himself. Like, that's fucking amazing.
I was proud. I was proud.
Yeah.
Lie. He was sweating hard, by the way.
I wanted to give up, but you know what I told myself? Nah, you're gonna keep going. You better than this. Put yourself to your limits. If you hit 10, go 15. If you hit 15, go 20. Yo, if you go 20, go 25. You know, just keep pushing yourself. Make one goal, make another. Don't stop. Yeah, that's how you have to do it.
Yeah. Body positivity. Motivation. For Wednesday.
Motivation.
I need to be positive today. I promise.
I thought
podcast. Hella depressed.
We're all here depressed, I think.
No, I've been places. I've done stuff I'm proud of myself for.
I have a job. I graduated high school. I'm in college. Be my first year. I'm probably failing some classes. But you know what? It be like that sometimes.
I've gone to fucking New York. I've gotten lost in Times Square. I've gone to Madison Square Garden.
Nobody cares, Diego. Stop.
Hey, those are pretty lit. And I've gone to the first church in New York that was ever built. So,
fight me. For you.
I think it was the tallest church.
I fought an alligator. Did Florida shit.
Florida shit. Man runs through store naked while doing heroin. Where is he from? Florida.
Well, another one. Man fights brother's dick off because he was using his blanket for sex.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Brothers. That's so bad. That's so bad.
Right?
What other interesting stuff have you done, Miguel?
Lately, I've becoming more social. I've been going out more. I've been going out to the movies.
Diego, because you have no other people to go with.
Hey, listen. Once I find my coming love interest, I'll take her instead of him.
Damn, are you going to leave me like that?
Yes.
It has to happen at one point.
Not anytime soon, though.
It's gonna be a big speech. It's gonna be like, "Hey, bro, listen.
Hello.
I gotta break up with you."
He starts crying.
I've accomplished one thing, like in my bucket list.
What is it?
Gonna go watch the Dragon Ball Super movie. Like, that's.
Oh yeah.
My whole dream was always to go watch a Dragon Ball movie, and I did it. And I didn't get great seats, but we went to a nice ass.
He read the seating chart incorrectly, so the kind of seats that we got were so bad, they weren't even worth the money he paid for.
They were worth the money. It was food, and I had to pay. You know what? I had to pay for Diego and another friend because they were broke
at the time.
At the time. They're not broke no more.
I'm taking you to Waffle House, and I've treated you to over $40 in food.
I want you exaggerating.
I'm not exaggerating. It was $42.
Yeah, you know, he spends more money than he does on his hoes. I just want to point that out.
Listen. Yeah, I do. But if I had a female, I'd probably spend the same amount of money on her. Or more.
Bro, is she worth it? Is she going to be worth it? How do you know when she's worth it? What are the signs?
What are the signs?
Diego should
know.
Oh,
is this a me topic?
Yeah, this is a you topic.
Oh, it's a me topic. Okay. I don't know. I guess when...
I think it feels
when
right.
You realize she's one of the few people that makes you smile on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And you know she can put up with like any of your faults or mistakes or just anything like that. It can listen to you.
When she knows your flaws, that's what...
Yes.
Yes. That's good.
But then there are some flaws that are like you have to understand are not good.
Mm-hmm. What's mine? What would be yours? How about, no, let's talk about you. What's your biggest flaw?
Mine?
No, first Diego, then Diana, and then me.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess my constant feeling that I'm never going to be good enough for someone.
Damn.
So I constantly have to realize that they might leave me and that I have to get used to that shit.
Is that why you leave them first?
Usually, yes.
Yeah, that's how I feel. That would be my fault, I think.
You too?
Yeah.
So you would leave a guy before he does you, even if you like slightly feel that it's getting that way?
Yeah, because it reaches a point of uncertainty where you're like, do they deserve better or they do deserve better?
Not gonna lie, that's the way I think too. But by like a slim chance, like I'm talking about, if you were gonna shoot something and you had to shoot through something, that'd be like an ear hole of a hole of a miracle. I'm talking about thin. How close? Like, you know, real thin of a miracle. This works today. I'm gonna put 110% every day.
Swear to God.
You know why? She's worth it, homie. And then if she doesn't put it the 110% back, shit, it'd be like that.
Damn, felt that.
We felt that.
I could be wrong. You shouldn't put 110% on everybody.
I hope she doesn't find this podcast.
Miguel, you should totally invite her to the podcast.
Yeah, do that.
Crap, you're right. I shouldn't have said anything. Well, we didn't say a name, did we?
No, we haven't said a name.
Let's not say her name.
We didn't say a name.
No,
let's keep the lady a mystery.
Yeah, she's just somebody.
Could be Jesus.
Could be Jesus. You found the love of your life is Jesus.
Bro, yeah. God's everything, man.
God is love. Oh, damn.
We're holy kids.
Oh, they are.
Well, not me anymore. I don't even go to church.
I don't go to church, but I'm not going to, you know, disagree with someone. If they believe what they believe, they have all the right to.
Yeah.
I'll support you either way. I'm not going to, you know, talk crap or say anything about your religion and everything, you know.
Yeah. I go to church. Don't pay attention, though.
Yeah. Same
problem. I just wake up every day on a Sunday morning at 8 a.m. just to go to church, and I don't understand what the preacher's saying.
Bro, it's basically
Halloween. You're telling me just like half the rest of the people in there anyways.
Yeah.
But the swear to God, like, they read the Bible on a daily basis.
You know what I do? There's people using God as an excuse on, you know, how do I put it? You know, if someone does something wrong and then they say, oh, it's because I don't go to church enough, or it's because I don't pray. I get it. You know, your religion's important to you, but it's not the fact that you don't go to church. It's that you need to work on yourself. That's your own personal problem. God has nothing to do with that.
True.
You need to be responsible for your actions, not, you know, put somebody else like God, you know? You're responsible for your own actions.
I take responsibility for the mistakes I have made.
Hey, I've crashed various cars, all right? We're going to talk about that shit.
Okay, so you crashed one because you were an idiot.
Yes, very much so.
How'd you crash?
No, I've crashed my dad's truck, too.
How?
How?
I was driving his car, and I hit the white car on the side, and there's like a dent. I think there was a dent on the door where it like basically caved in. He pulled that shit out with a plunger. He just went, and it was back to normal.
Oh no! I just looked at the time. It's 3 hours till. Never mind. Continue.
We're 3 hours till minutes. 4.
Damn! Yeah. Look at that. Longest recording so far.
Longest recording. We're going to stop at 45 minutes, I think.
That's okay.
That's
understandable.
Do you have any sponsors that you got?
No, not at the moment.
Not at the moment.
All right, but let's figure out. Okay, but if we're going to continue and the listeners are going to be part of this, one of us has to have a Twitter. Anybody got any?
I don't got a Twitter.
I got a Twitter. I don't know my thing, though.
I don't get on Twitter too much. I think I have a Twitter because I was trying to be a streamer And I was like streaming and gaming under it, and I think it had a Mexican flag as it. I mean, I could change it.
To what flag?
The right flag.
To the logo, to the Your Mom logo.
Yeah.
To Your Mom logo, which I'm gonna change. I want to point that out. I'm gonna be the artist here real quick and make something cool. And we're gonna change the title. It's not gonna be Your Mom.
But we like.
Why not though? That's pretty good though.
Y'all want to keep Your Mom?
Because it's weird, you know, because it's a different kind of topic.
For Diana, did this happen? We're keeping Your Mom. Can we at least change the logo?
Sure. Maybe. Okay. We'll think about it.
We'll think about ideas to change the logo.
Mm-hmm.
But we're keeping
I'm not going to lie, though. Clowns are pretty scary for me. And I have a terrible experience with clowns.
Same. I hate clowns.
My mom took me to, I think it was an event at McDonald's, right? Where, like, it was Ronald McDonald or whatever. And the way he, like, talked to me, because he was like, come over here, little kid, give me a hug. I was like, damn, nah.
I don't know who you are.
And instead, right, what I did was I cried and I ran to my mom, and I just hid behind her the entire time. Like, I didn't even care.
Yeah, I just have a phobia of clowns. So,
hey, clowns. I'm terrified of spiders.
Snakes.
No, I can fight a snake.
He's pretty cool with snakes, actually. I don't know why he is, but he's cool with them.
He's not cool with spiders.
No, he's not cool with spiders, though. Or wasps. Or wasps.
Oh, I hate wasps.
Wasps, like, stung my thumb, and that thing was like, bro, that was red. It freaked me out. I was crying.
I'm pretty good with wasps, you know? Even though I've been bitten several times over and over again.
What was that one wasp that hurt when it stung you? It was called
a yellow jacket.
No, it was another one. It was called something else. It was like a little wasp. I think it had in Africa. It when it stings you, it hurts. Like
yeah. I'm not a scientist or a zoologist.
I've had all kinds of wasps, but sting me. The yellow jacket, the red ones, and the I think it's the black or blue. I don't know what color they are, but I've had those ones as well.
Yeah, they hurt.
Several bee stings as well, you know?
My mom used to, like, since she has, like, this thing on her foot where it hurts to walk, one lady told her to get, like, a bee and have her stinger at her heel of her foot so she could be better. She did it for a whole week.
God damn.
Oh, my gosh. She made me go catch these. Yeah, bees.
How'd she get them?
Fucking shit.
It was during spring, so there was, like, a lot of them.
How'd she catch them?
Got a bucket.
Would y'all put them like in a fucking glass jar or some shit?
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah, no, I'd be too scared to do that shit, bro.
And then she just got the bee and like made it sting her on her heel. It did for like a few hours, but then it just went away.
Damn.
Yeah.
So y'all really caused like a mass bee genocide.
Yeah. You know when
we only did it for a week. We only did it for a week. So
how many bee lives were sacrificed for this?
About 10.
On 10. A daily basis, or like
no, it was about 2 per day, and that was 5 days.
Oh god!
Oh god!
Listen, I'm really sorry, and I'm trying to get up, and it's not really helping.
I got up just now. Oh, it hurts. Bee lives matter, but we have 2 minutes before we want to end this podcast. So how are we going to end it?
You can find
somebody make a jingle up real quick.
A jingle? There you go.
They can find this podcast, and if everything works out, well, we'll continue this.
You can find us on Apple Podcast, Spotify.
Damn, Spotify.
Yeah. There's other platforms we're on.
But we have to think about them specifically.
Yeah. You could leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. It does True. Help.
There's Yo, if I'm not...
better quality mics, and trust me, we have more stories to come and more things to talk about.
Yeah.
This is your boy...
Miguel.
Big Chungus, yes. Miguel signing off. You know, I'm going to sign off too, bro. I ain't even gonna exit. I'm gonna sign off, disappear from existence.
Good.
All right.
You guys heard. Suck a big toe.
Suck a big toe.
All right.
Hey, man.
My name's Diana D. I'm out.
Alright, I'm out too.
We're not gonna end it on that.
That's the jingle.
Podcast on that.
That's the official jingle. Alright, I'm done.
Bye.
Yeah,
okay, bye. Bye.